Hare Krishna. Yesterday evening I was at Govinda's again. I'll be back there again today. We have in one of our Govinda's downtown a very large area, more than just a room, several rooms, that we use for preaching, cultivating new members, introducing them to our Bhakta program, some of which takes here in Budapest, other takes part in New Rajadham, where people can, young people, can really get an experience of getting to know themselves better. Get to know yourself retreat, you know, week-long retreats on the farm. Very good devotee-making program. And afterwards I was talking with some of the guests, explaining to them the technique of chanting and the potential that there is there in chanting. The subject of the talk yesterday was get to know yourself, and how that's the most important thing for each and every one of us. And if we don't know ourselves and if we don't know who we are, then what are we achieving in this life? And how is it that ultimately it boils down to how do we get to know ourselves? By chanting Hare Krishna. Because the Maha Mantra will reveal all the secrets, wonders, and power and potency of the soul. Just like in modern times, scientists have sort of unlocked the secrets of the atom, or in the process of unlocking the secrets of the atom and the power of the atom, as exemplified by the atom bomb itself, the destructive power that's there within the atom. But over and beyond that power can be harnessed for electrical, generating power, electricity, and so on. In other words, in such a very, very small thing as the atom, there's so much power. Similarly, in ourselves, in the soul itself, there's so much power there. There's so much potency, there's so much energy. And that power can be unlocked. Now the scientists are doing it by mechanical means. But that same result, an even greater result, was achieved at an earlier time but in the Vedic culture by Kshatriyas, simply by chanting mantras. They just chanted the mantras, and by the power of the mantra, they were able to invoke the presence of atomic weapons. So the soul also has such power. Upanishads describe that the soul is as powerful as the sun. It has unlimited power. Of course, for us, we're not so much interested in the power of the soul as we are in the identity of the soul. What does the soul look like? What type of form does it have? What name does it have? What type of eternal relationship does it have with God? What is the nature of the eternal services that the soul has with God? These secrets are there and present within the soul, but how to actually unlock them, how to bring them out? By the power of the holy name. And therefore, one only has to chant Hare Krishna. And even if guests and people don't do anything else other than chanting Hare Krishna, the power of the holy name will achieve that. Of course, it's a serious experiment. It's not something that takes place overnight. How do you chant? Well, just chant. Just listen to the holy name. And the language of the holy name will tell you its own secrets. It will tell you what to do. Generally, when we talk about language, learning a language like learning English, We talk about a language which has a vocabulary of many, 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 many words. And with those many words, you can express many things. Someone may say, well, how can just these three words talk to you? But that's the difference between transcendental sound and material sound. It's transcendental sound vibration. The three words of the holy name reveal not only just the identity of the soul, but it will reveal God to you, the real knowledge of everything, both transcendental and mundane. In other words, the absolute truth will be fully revealed in all its aspects and features simply by those three words. But one has to know how to listen. One has to know how to be attentive. So this is the transcendental language that's exemplified in the Gundicha Marjana pastime, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all he was saying is Krishna, 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 Krishna. He was only using Krishna's name. And with that, devotees were communicating to each other, bring me a bucket, bring me three buckets of water, throw the water over here. You didn't need anything else other than Krishna's name. That is a different type of language, and it's a spiritual type of language, which we have to learn how to speak. And if we're very attentive, then the holy name will explain it to us. Then someone may say, well, then what do you need the scriptures for? What do you need devotee association? Why do you need a guru? All of this can be attained just by chanting. Because you need to learn how to use the potency of the holy name. You need to learn how to chant. You need to learn how to understand the techniques, the rules and regulations, the prohibitions, everything that comes along with chanting from those who have already perfected that art, who have already perfected that science. For instance, you don't have to send children to school to get them to learn how to talk. They learn how to talk, albeit child's talk, just from hearing their parents. Similarly, you don't have to learn, you don't have to go to school, you don't have to go anywhere to learn to chant. Here are the three words, just chant. But in order to become a Shakespeare, a Wordsworth, or some great poet, you need to go to school to learn how to use those words, to learn rhyme, to learn all the different sciences and techniques that are actually there within the words themselves. And for that, you need teachers, you need the association of other linguists or poets, and you also need to be able to read and be inspired by what others have written before. Similarly, in order to learn all the secrets of chanting Hare Krishna, we need the association of Vaishnavas and the guidance of Shastra and scripture, and they will show us how to listen, how to be alert and attentive to the message of the holy name, and how it will reveal to us all of our unique individual characteristics that are unique and individual to each and every one of us. So, therefore, Harinam, 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 Harikam, Kalo Nasteva. There's no other way. If you really want to know yourself, if you want to know who you are, then you have to chant Hare Krishna, and you have to chant Hare Krishna in the way that scriptures reveal that chanting, and in the association of other like-minded souls. There is no other way.